This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Lisa Belton.
With 1 week until Election Day, Republican U.S. President Donald Trump and his Democratic challenger, former Vice President Joe Biden, headed Tuesday to political battleground states in a frantic push to shore up critical support to win a four-year term in the White House. Their travel plans reflect the state of the race, with polls showing Biden ahead of Trump by 7 to 9 percentage points nationally, and about half that in contested states that are likely to determine the overall outcome. On Tuesday, Trump had appearances in 3 Midwestern states that he won in his upset victory over Democrat Hillary Clinton in 2016, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Nebraska. He needs to win those states again to capture a second term in office. Meanwhile, the seemingly confident Biden had 2 stops in the southern state of Georgia, which has not backed a Democrat for president since 1992. Pollsters show Biden and Trump locked in a toss-up to win the state's 16 Electoral College votes. Typically, all of a state's Electoral College votes go to the candidate who receives the most popular votes in the state. Both Trump and Biden are looking to piece together state-by-state victories to get a majority of 270 in the 538-member Electoral College, where the most populous states hold the most sway. Mr. Trump lost the national popular vote 4 years ago and is likely to again this time, but he retains a chance to win the presidency a second time in the Electoral College if he can claim wins in key battleground states that he's visiting in the final days of this contentious campaign. You can keep up on the election and plenty of other stories at our website, voanews.com. We've also got an easy-to-use app that you can download. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. India and the United States have signed a landmark agreement to share military information, and they have vowed to ramp up security and strategic ties as top U.S. officials emphasized the need for enhanced cooperation to confront Chinese assertiveness in the Indo-Pacific region. New Delhi was the first stop of a four-nation Asia tour that Pompeo has said will focus on the threats posed by China. The Basic Exchange and Cooperation Agreement on Geospatial Cooperation, or BECA, signed on Tuesday, will give India access to topographical and aeronautical data considered vital for targeting missiles and armed drones. A new study says U.S. police officers shoot 3 times as many unarmed black people as unarmed white people relative to their population size. The findings from researchers at the University of Pennsylvania, Yale, and Drexel University College of Medicine amount to what the authors call a public health emergency. The U.S. has seen waves of protest since the killing of George Floyd in May, which became a symbol of what many say is systemic racism and abuse of African Americans by police. A lack of official data had prevented accurate estimates about the extent of the problem. The study authors drew on publicly available data compiled by the Washington Post to map out patterns in such incidents occurring between 2015 and 2020. They looked specifically at people killed by on-duty police officers during that time. The study was published in the Journal of Epidemiology and Community Health. It found that the rate of incidents had remained largely unchanged in the last 5 years. Myanmar's military says it's investigating the recent deaths of 2 Muslim boys and the injury of another while the children allegedly were being used as human minesweepers when crossfire erupted between the military and an armed group seeking independence. Army Major General Zaw Min Tun, a spokesperson for the Burmese army, said the army is launching an investigation of the incident. He said members of the army brought the bodies of 2 boys to their village and took the injured child to a military hospital for treatment. The identities of the boys have not been released. A major opposition party in Tanzania is accusing police of shooting dead at least 7 citizens amid unrest over alleged fraud on the eve of the country's presidential election. The ACT-Wazalendo party on Tuesday also said police in the semi-autonomous island region arrested its Zanzibar presidential candidate. A police official in Zanzibar City confirmed the arrest to the Associated Press but gave no details. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News. We'll be right back.